I'm actually gonna run in and get beer, so I'm gonna leave you on my headlet. I'm gonna leave you like that.
All right, if anyone breaks in, we'll fuck them up.
I'll be back shortly.
This car just running too. Could you imagine if someone just took it?
We just popped in.
And we're watching, like, oh no.
All right, what's going on?
What'd you buy? What'd you end up getting?
Well, Pabst.
Oh. How you about to send us a photo of like all those just crazy different beers?
Dude, I'm not a tomato person. I'm not.
What'd you get, Jay? Oh my god.
I got 15 light beers, but I figured I'm supposed to get a little stupid drunk for this, so I got the magic potion for dumb drunk, which is Sparks.
Never even heard of it.
What is that?
Candy flavored malt liquor from the early 2000s.
God.
Get you real fucked up. It's like Four Loko, but like it was shit, like without any caffeine in it, you know? It'll still kill you.
Does it have like the guarana in it or whatever the fuck that like Four Lokos used to have?
I don't think so, but God, I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm really all right with it if it does, right?
Right, that's all right. You got the light beers to balance it out.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to get fucked up for this, right? Like, it's lucid drinking. It's not lucid talking with your friends.
Exactly. I went to the store, and I was like, I'm going to just get something, like, different, right? So I literally just, like, looked at the first thing and grabbed it. And I got Leffe, some Belgian beer.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't know. We're going to do a little taste test. This is probably
not haven't even cracked it yet. Oh, boy. This is the first go.
Did you know all the domestic beers are twist off, but...
like imports are always like pop tops.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I'm trying Hopstash.
Yeah, this is actually pretty good.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that guy's getting fucked up.
It's like you got a boot on your head.
Yeah, this is actually fucking good, dude. What is this? We got a nice blonde ale. 6.6%. All right.
Okay.
Nice.
But, Let's go, buddy. That's great. I just wanted to test that, but had to buy the shooter, too, to start it off, you know?
So. Okay.
You.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, Mikey, when can you, like, fully skate again?
Oh, man. Well, I did an ollie to manual today on a mani pad, so that's a major step up. I mean –
yeah, I would say, so the answer is, like, today you started skating, like, normally again?
Like, yeah, I pushed it around normally. I was kind of nervous, like, how I'd push, but it went smooth today with pushing.
You take that shit for granted when you hurt yourself, like just pushing around, you know?
Dude, right.
Yeah, like being able to skate to the store.
But yeah, I'm gonna give it maybe a couple months, you know, maybe a year. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm healing pretty fast. I'm making a lot of progress without having the physical therapy. But like you said, you didn't need it, Steve.
Yeah, I didn't go to any physical therapy, but I mean, I did like walk and run a lot, so it's like, I mean, I guess I gave myself my own therapy in a sense, but I didn't go to anybody.
Yeah,
I mean, you can treat your body right on your own. Like,
I feel like us as like skateboarders too, we're kind of like, we're gonna go do things anyway, so it's like, we're obviously gonna try to figure out how to make shit work again so we can go skate, whether it's biking or running or whatever the fuck works.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna feel good when you get that get another front tail or a big old P shove.
Yeah.
Big old P shove.
Big old P shove.
every like trick watching. Every trick now is just bomb. P bomb. K bomb.
T bomb.
Yeah, see, but like
T-bomb.
We should just keep calling
like a 3-foot?
Yeah, we should just start keep calling them like 360 flip. Because people always say like tray bomb, you know?
Yeah.
So the only one that's not going to be a bomb is tray bomb?
Right.
Everything's bomb, and then we say 360.
Yeah, we're flipping the script.
Okay, I like it.
H-bomb?
H-bomb?
Can we say H-bomb? Heel flip? What else do we got?
Asking that, though, like, it's so random. Like, what do you want? What kind of answer do you want?
I mean, it was just a fucking kid trolling. Back before trolling was trolling.
True. I do like the sound of P-bomb, though.
P-bomb's, yeah, P-bomb's good. K-bomb, big K-bomb. I like to go, instead of saying, like, O-bomb, I like saying big O.
Big O.
Yeah, for the alley, you know.
N-bomb.
N-bomb?
Nolly.
Yeah.
That's a whole stance.
Damn, I didn't even think about that, yeah. N-K-bomb?
Yeah.
N-K-bomb.
Dude, that's too
SK-bomb.
That's too advanced. It's like too many, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to further our research.
I think it might personally have to just be like just regular stance. Like not Nolly, or you could say Nolly S-bomb. Or wait, Nolly K-bomb. That sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not you know, went to my local force there and put a nice little Nolly P-bomb down, you know.
That sounds weird.
Nolly K. Switch K. Special K.
Oh, Switch K, really?
Oh, wait. Well, because you don't call front shoves P shoves. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like, why does pop shove get its own, like, I'm backside. You wouldn't say pop front shove.
I think the technical term is frontside pop shove. It.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure but you why? Still call it a frontside pop shove. It.
So did everyone just always not pop their back shoves to the point where they're like, oh shit, this dude just popped a shove it
because everyone was just weak as fuck about it.
Yeah. Damn. So it might just have to be an S bomb, shove bomb.
I like S bomb.
Yeah. So now
I like the whole bomb thing. It kind of sounds like drugs.
I mean, me personally, like when I like, you know, do a wet ass kickflip and I'm like, damn, you see that K bomb, you know, makes me just feel like it was better than I know that it wasn't because I know it's shitty.
Yeah. I've never done a wet ass kickflip in my life.
Dude,
you know you know what we do every day before we go skate? It'll help with your kickflips.
No, it won't.
It helps. It's helped mine. or it'll get you swole. There's actually, it's a win-win. You'll either get swole you'll get really good kickflips.
Good at kickflips.
It just brings awareness to how shit your kickflips are.
But so before you go skate, you can't warm up. Don't stretch. Nothing. Go straight to a kickflip. And if you miss a kickflip, you got to do 5 push-ups and then you got to do the kickflip again. But if you fuck up the kickflip again, you got to do 6 push-ups. And it just keeps adding to it until you land the kickflip.
Okay.
So you either get good at kickflips or really good at push-ups.
Or you do like 50 push-ups. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you don't want to really, you know.
If you're doing 50, that means you got to stop trying.
The most I did was I fucked up, what was it, 3 kickflips. So I had to do a set of eight. So what's 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5?
And I tied you.
In 21, 26.
Damn, mathematician.
Hey, baby. This guy went to high school for most of it.
I failed math in college twice.
Really? I never knew that.
Yep, failed it at Schoolcraft, failed it once at Eastern, and then I had to do a placement test, and I completed the placement test by 1 point, and each question was worth 7 points, so God knows how I did that.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Then I took an online class so I could cheat, because I knew I wasn't going to pass it.
Yeah, no, you gotta cheat.
Yeah.
I took, like, baby math in college. Like, the final project was, like, writing a yearly budget.
Dude,
based on, like, the starting salary for your career. It was so easy. It was, like, trash math, but, like, it counted.
Yeah, if you fail it 3 times, that's when it becomes a hobby.
Yeah, at that point, skateboarding's just a hobby.
Yeah, well, what were we saying earlier? Is skateboarding is a way to express myself? Okay, Dan kept yelling it.
Dad, this is how I express myself.
Yeah.
Dad,
I throw myself at concrete for 7 hours, and then I film it. And then for real. Have you ever been like trying a trick, and then you're just like, dude, who cares? Like while you're trying it,
yeah.
You just kind of doubt yourself. Like, is this even cool? Yeah. Fuck.
Yep.
No one else is skating.
That can either help or hurt, though. Like, I've had that help before where I'm like, oh, it really doesn't fucking matter. And then you make it because you're
Oh, I get what you're saying. Stressed. Like, not stressing about it.
Yeah. Or you're like, it really doesn't matter. And so you just quit and, like, leave the spot. And your friends are like, wow, like, Jay's being a real fucking bummer today.
Like, everyone else is having fun.
Like, I used to be like that. And then I just completely just cut that out and just started just being like, fuck it. I'm just going to do the trick. And if I struggle at it, whatever.
As cliche as it sounds too, it kind of helps like who you're with. Like if you're with some like negative people, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go out and have fun. It's all that I do. If a trick comes my way, well then fuck, I'm going to try it. But
I'll nose slide every spot and I'll enjoy every one of them. Okay.
Yeah. It took getting seriously hurt on really dumb, simple shit to teach me that, like, okay, buddy, like, yeah, maybe stop trying to learn tricks you don't actually have fun trying to learn. Like, stop trying to learn new, like, ledge shit. You've never skated ledges. Just like.
You pop that spark yet?
Oh, I'm double fisting.
Oh.
You gotta water it down a little bit, buddy.
This beer is pretty heavy, though. It's very dark.
I haven't been seeing you sip on it too much.
Award-winning Lefebvre Blonde is a full-bodied, deep golden ale that is surprisingly subtle and delicate. Belgium's classic Abbey Ale is best served on its own. Chalice-shaped glass, accentuating the ale's aroma and creating the perfect head. Isn't that crazy that, like, there's more, like alcohol has more to it. Like, it's like, oh, if you drink, you know, in this glass or.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of even goes with, like, pop. Like, if you drink, like, a glass of pop with some ice, it kind of tastes different. You know what I mean? Who thinks of this shit?
Yeah, see, yours is so fancy, and mine just says contains alcohol.
Yeah.
That's just American.
Straight to the chase.
This beer was made in 1240.
Oh, it's been bottled that long. Damn.
That can't be right.
Wow, shelf life.
Nobody was there.
Great.
How do we know?
It says Año 1240, and Año is year, right?
Oh, they probably. That's probably when they founded the brewery.
Founded the brewery.
Yeah, it's probably like when the brewery was like started.
Because
like most of those Belgian breweries are like monks.
True.
Seriously.
Oh, I believe you. It's just funny.
Weird hermit fucks just brewing beer.
I've always thought about getting one of those like kits where you can just like, you know, like brew a couple glasses, kind of experiment. They got them at like
fucking
Bath and Body Works. So you can get it. There's like a little kit you can buy. I think I bought my mom that one time.
So Jay, how do you feel? I want you got to go in deep on this for me, but how do you feel about the Simpsons always predicting this shit?
I don't mean to interject, but like the whole Freemason thing. I know Mike's super into the Freemasons.
Yeah.
Are they like they like kind of hinted at like a pandemic. And that's
and like 20. A Trump presidency and like I mean fuck probably 9/11 and I just haven't heard about it. Like it freaks me out a little bit.
It's kind of tight.
But it's also kind of tight, and The Simpsons is like the greatest animated show of my childhood, so you know.
It is really good, yeah. How many seasons has it been? Over 30?
Oh, Jesus. Too many at this point. Like, it's not that good. I mean, it can't be that good anymore. I haven't watched, like, The Simpsons in years, but...
I mean,
well, I'm sure it's much more sensitive now.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like you can't keep a show good. for 31 seasons.
31. Jesus. Wow.
1989 was the first episode. There are 679 episodes, I think.
I don't think you should ever – I don't think you should ever – a show should never go past five is a good point to stop. Six is, like, if you have to have six, fine. But, like, Breaking Bad was, what, five? And that show is amazing. Oh, yeah. And
you could go 10 if you're brilliant.
Like, yeah, like Sopranos. I think Sopranos was 10, right?
Like, by season 10, The Simpsons was still fucking awesome.
True. Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Do you think know, it's, like –
Family Guy's
at 18. Sonny's gone on for about 10, and Sonny's just now kind of losing it. Like, yeah.
They're in their 15th now, I think.
15th. No. Okay. So, like, they made it a – but they should have just quit at 10 and never had a bad episode.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, did you see what 14. Dennis so, did? I can't remember. What's his – is Glenn Howerton Dennis?
Yeah.
Did you see what he did fucking I don't know if it was like season 13 or 14 or whatever, but he like posted on Twitter, they made a promo for the season, and he like posted on Twitter like what's the other show that he's in, he's like a teacher,
AP Bio, I think.
AP Bio. So yeah. When that, like, after the first season of that came out, he was like, he's like the main character of that, right? So on his Twitter he was like, you know, a new season of Sonny's coming, unfortunately, due to, like, you know, pursuing other things, I'm not going to be in Sunny anymore. And they released a promo like a few months later, and he wasn't in it at all. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, he is the show. Like, he doesn't he like write and direct most of it? And
yeah.
And the first show, or the first, I watched the first episode and he's not in it. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? This is kind of weird. And at the very end, the first episode is like they miss him. So they make they like get a doll made so that he's still around. And at the end of the episode, it comes to life, but it's really him. And he's like, he's like, you guys think I'd actually leave? I was like, dude, you even got me. What the fuck? Like, they made a new promo like after that episode of like him. He's still in it. He's in every episode after that. I was like, dude, that is why you guys are good for as long as you've been. Cause like, yeah, you literally made a joke outside of the show. Like,
Mac getting fat and skinny again.
Yeah. Yeah. He literally got fat for a week, for a season, just to be funny.
Like, what was it? 80 pounds or something he gained and lost.
Something like crazy, dude.
Something then, not healthy.
And then he like
took it was more than 50. Like, it was more than 50.
And then he took it right off too, though.
Yeah. Which is equally as unhealthy, though. Like, getting it that fast and losing it that fast are both super not okay.
Yeah, I guess, like, The Simpsons, do you think it went – it's on as long as it is because of, like, the conspiracy and the connection to Freemasons and shit like that? Do you think that's why it's – like, we have to keep this show on. We're going 100 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
The creator's a Freemason, definitely. He's a 33rd degree Mason. I've looked it up, and like, there's a ring and shit. You know, he shows it, whatever. He's definitely connected, and I feel like the ties that he has definitely makes it go on as long as he wants to. And yes, probably draws those hidden stuff in there or has help. But he definitely knows some stuff that we don't, obviously. And a lot of people will say that he's a time traveler. That's some weird shit. I don't believe that.
They had the whole Freemason episode too, or whatever, right?
Yes.
Freemasons on the country.
And the Freemasons are in that Simpsons video game too. The Simpsons Hit and Run.
They are.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You like? It's like a secret tunnel part of the map.
No way.
I gotta watch a video of that.
Yeah, dude, that game was sick, dude. That was like one of the first video games I ever owned.
Which one was that?
GTA, right?
Simpsons Hit and Run.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dude, it was there's a Simpsons characters. It was so tight.
And there's Road Rage too, right? That like the second one.
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe the second one.
Dude, that game was super fun. Yeah.
There was all this shit, but that was like, wasn't that it?
Oh, yep.
What the fuck?
That's so detailed.
That was in hit and run?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Because that's like a little ramp right there you could drive off. I remember that little part.
Yeah, because you like drive through the long hallway that's got all the portraits up, and then you end up in that room. Yeah.
Oh, the fucking checkered floors.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how shitty those graphics are, but like 2000 what? Four.
Shitty, but awesome.
But like this. It was that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that Out of the Shadows documentary that was on YouTube or whatever?
No. About.
It's like these two stunt doubles in Hollywood that quit because of like the CIA was part of Hollywood or something like that. It's like a but they talk about like Operation Paperclip and like how the media controls stories, and they talk about how like once the world started knowing that Epstein might have not killed himself, Corona came around. A couple other things. I don't know. Shit like that like really intrigues me. I'll watch it.
It's kind of like they're trying to hide the Epstein stuff, like they're trying to side it away. Like they're trying to make something big.
Like I was talking about it.
Is a lot of turmoil right now to cover up with the coronavirus. Like you are covering up a good deal of bullshit.
Yeah.
This.
Because I mean, like this virus is like super serious, but at the same time, it's like a perfect time to do some shady ass shit.
And perfect time and super serious enough to make everyone afraid, but not serious to the point that it's going to completely collapse everything. Like,
yeah.
Because like, going to ride that line that like everyone kind of forgot that, you know, Bernie just dropped out of the race.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the biggest enemy to the establishment that exists in American politics, like just dropped out of the race. And like, nobody even talked about it, really. Nobody was even on it because we're all just at home, stoned, fucking, you know, dealing with quarantine, for God's sake. Like,
oh, sick-ass jacket you got on there, bro.
Oh, right? It's a Bubbles shirt.
The who?
Damn, it is.
Oh, it is. You're right. From Trailer Park
Boys? From the astronaut episode.
Yeah.
Damn,
dude, that's so gnarly you got that.
How'd you cop that?
The homie Nick from Denver does Prince, you know, Midnight Mill?
Sounds familiar.
All right, if you don't know, go check out Midnight Mill on Instagram because they're dope. He does. He buys a bunch of sick vintage shit and then does prints on them. Like, yeah, it's got a print on the back. I'll top it off and hold it up in front of the camera. Little smoker lady.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Midnight. Hell yeah.
Midnight toker.
And it's just a dope shirt on its own. Like, without the print, this shirt is sick.
Damn, they got a VX shirt.
Yeah, yeah. They got a few VX shirts, actually. Like, he's done a couple VX designs.
He's from Michigan?
No, or he, Denver. Like, knows a couple Michigan dudes, but he's a Denver guy. Denver. Got in touch with him because Peter Morris, like, knows him somehow.
Yeah, this seems like a Peter thing.
Yeah, so, like, Peter put me in touch with him, like, 6 years ago. And then, like, yeah, just damn. Every once in a while I'd cop a little bit of shit from him, like.
That camel jacket is fucking wild.
Dude, you find some dope shit, too.
Are you still out in Kazoo?
Yeah, plans got a little pushed back, but actually just put down a deposit on the movers today. Like at 1 p.m. today, and then leave on like next Sunday, the 2nd.
Give me one that comes to mind, PBR Palace story.
I mean, so ones that I was there for aren't as good as just like
that you've legends. Heard of.
I mean, yeah, like the legends, I'm not going to be able to tell you anything as good as like just them getting robbed at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
they had like really hectic shit go on. I guess I was there the night that that dude stabbed the guy, but like I didn't see it because only like 10 people saw it. But like, yeah, I was there when the guy got stabbed.
Jeez.
I saw someone fall over the railing once, but it's not that big of a drop, so that's not that gnarly. It's like 12 feet.
Still, like, were you drunk at the time, too? Like, you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, and, like, he was drunk, and, like, he was yelling he was good, like, the second he was down there, so everything's fine.
Got that drunk strength. Isn't that crazy? It's like, what's the statistics of, like, the amount of people that get hit by a drunk driver and the drunk driver lives?
Oh, always. It's like, always driver lives.
Like, why is it, like, what's the science behind that?
You're not tense. Well,
I think it's the same reason. Yeah, because you tense up and you resist.
Oh.
If you're, like, conscious for it, and that's actually bad for you. Like, if you're asleep at the wheel and you crash, you have a better chance of surviving, too.
Because,
like, your body's just kind of, like...
Never knew that.
You're not, like, resisting the force.
You're just, like, limp.
Is jerking off to a webcam girl cheating? Like, you got a girlfriend and you jerk off to some girl live?
That's the same as porn, I think.
You think so?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean,
unless that girl's local. Wait,
so you guys think it is? Oh, okay. So you guys think it is cheating or it's not?
No, I mean, no, like, does she know I'm there?
No.
Or am I just watching her?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. I honestly don't know how that works. So it's like, if you're watching a webcam girl.
Yeah, I guess there's levels to it.
Does,
like,
she not see you?
You got those private shows, then you're kind of dipping into
If it's like a solo private show, that's like going to the strip club and going in the back room. That's cheating.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're just looking. Okay, so yeah, so you're saying, like, you're just looking.
Yeah, you go to the strip club and you get a lap dance, like, you're kind of cheating on your lady. Unless you guys have a spoken thing where, like, that's cool. Like, you know. Because, like, you get a lap dance at a party, you're cheating on your lady, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
what's the difference that you're paying some girl to do it?
Well, that's the thing is, like, you're doing it over a webcam. Like, you don't see her. You can't touch her.
Yeah, but it's just one-on-one here. Like, you
– But, yeah, if it's a one-on-one thing with the webcam girl, I think that goes too far. If you're just, like, watching webcam porn, I think that's fine. Like
– I think that's what it's asking. Like
– Nah, if you're just watching, you're chilling.
Yeah, okay. You're chilling.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, easily. Even if it's a live show. If there's, like, multiple people watching, like, and you're just one
that's
of
another
it's
thing, too.
Like, it's just more sad if you're just one of seven. How
does that, work? So you just see her. Does she see who's all seeing
probably
her?
No,
or does she
I
just
don't
see
think
a number?
You share, like, your cam. I think she knows.
It's not a,
like,
it's not like a Zoom meeting where everyone's just touching each other.
No, it's probably like if you get a Zoom meeting and don't turn on your camera.
Dude, I bet if you, like, got in a Zoom meeting with, like, 30 people and you guys were all just, like, fucking yourselves and, like, posted it on Pornhub, that shit would blow up.
I think if you get, like, a certain number of views, you probably get ad revenue, just like YouTube, you know?
Makes sense.
Charge admission, too.
I was watching this YouTube.
Yeah, charge a cover.
Yeah, charge a cover. Trick. Yeah, $15. And then
You're right, because when you're a host, you have to admit people in. So, yeah, like, Venmo me $10. If we get 300 people in there, that's $3,000 I just made.
So I just Googled 22 times Pornhub comments were unexpectedly wonderful. There was one where somebody commented, "Can someone please help me make a nice lasagna for my niece's 7th birthday? I can't get my noodles to stop sticking together." And then, like, people fucking lit it up.
Yo, if any of you are on Reddit, like, the subreddit Pornhub comments is one of the best.
It's, like, phenomenal.
Oh.
There's one where the guy's, like, checking her her pulse or whatever, like, with a stethoscope, and someone comments the stethoscope isn't even in his ears. We're just gonna ignore the fact that she put the whites and colors together.
Dude, the top one in the sub right now. The video is titled "I Made Him Come Twice While He Tried to Play Black Ops 4," and the comment is just, "This is why my team always loses, because some dude just stopped playing and getting his dick sucked when he should be taking B."
Yeah, there's a whole, like, TikTok thread right now where girls walk up to their boyfriends naked and see how they react.
Yeah.
And it's like so many, it's so many dudes like playing video games and like stopping.
Yeah. Some are like running and falling, slipping on their floor.
I mean, fuck, you gotta go AFK for naked woman in front of you. Like,
yes, yes, you do that.
My HP L411A office jet mobile printer is jamming. Any trouble? Any troubleshooting tips? And then he goes, "Hey, bud, I tried calling HP. I've had the same printer since 2004, and they've been keeping it alive and strong."
Dude, when during Trump's inauguration, it was like on Facebook, like streamed through Facebook, and I remember like I was watching it or whatever, and I commented on it. I was like, "Hey, I'm about to hit up Taco Bell. Does anybody want anything?" It fucking blew up. I was like, "Whoa!"
On what?
It was like on Facebook. Like it was like his inauguration was being streamed on Facebook, yeah. And I commented, "Does anybody? I'm about to go to Taco Bell. Anybody want anything?" That's the like the best when like the world works that way. Like you can just like troll and be funny, and like everyone reacts to it. You know?
Yeah. I do really,
complete
really
strangers.
Enjoy getting fake internet points. Like when people on the internet get hyped about like a funny comment, you're just like,
yeah. Like hell yeah,
I fucking made it.
Like, I don't know who any of the, or I only know three of these 100 people, but I'm hyped.
Dude, going back to this Pornhub comment thing, Pizza Hut official, that is the username. Just wow, she's hot. You know what else is hot? Our new dinner box for only $9.99.
Dodge. The Dodge Ram 69 guy.
They a Ram lover?
Yeah, Ram lover.
Someone explain why there's a share button on porn sites.
Yeah, right. Like share it to Facebook. Share it to Twitter.
Yeah, like.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Anybody's ever accidentally like clicked?
Oh yeah,
and not noticed and fully gone through and just like shared what they were jerking off.
Yeah, to. probably Joe from Kentucky, who all his friends do the same thing.
Dude. Joe from Kentucky shares
that
with
that
Jim.
Same,
yeah, with
that
Buffalo.
Same
best one I've seen yet, guys. Wait till 5 minutes and 4 seconds in. This bitch is wet.
that lasagna one, somebody, it's this dude in his like profile photo, just like the backside of a guy, just like his ass out, and it says his name is Beater 27. He just responds with olive oil in the water.
Would you rather give the first 99% or the last 1% of a blowjob?
First 99.
Wow.
Don't want him to bust.
Where's the 1% going?
He's busting right straight in you, baby.
Yeah, I like.
How long is it?
I prefer neither.
Nobody wants to
reference. Like, I'm not really into sucking dick, but like.
Right, but like, I can spit that shit right back out, and it's just, like, it's quick.
True that.
Yeah, it's
true,
quick,
but
like, I don't think you're ever going to forget what that dude's cum tasted like, but you're definitely going to be able to forget, like, sucking dick for 15 minutes if you didn't get cummed in.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good point.
Is jerking off to nudes of a girl who has died weird or a nice tribute?
Nice tribute.
Augustine's.
Which Alex?
The one that like killed herself on Pornhub.
August Ames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I can't her do shit. It. If I ever see hers, I'm like, eh.
Her shit's probably.
I wouldn't
say
it's
true.
Weird, but it's just like the first thing you think of. And you're like,
I feel like that's a little different, though.
Then you feel even
like,
more shameful.
It's a porn star who killed herself, so you maybe associate like, oh,
yeah,
shit, maybe killed
yeah.
Herself,
no, I'm talking like I'm talking like some girl like used to hang out with. She was like the homie
Who like died in a car accident or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little.
You got an
ex's
nudes, and that ex like died in a car wreck.
That's a little easier.
That's a nice tribute.
When you're going out. To go get laid, do you jerk off first?
Yes.
Huh.
Dude, I jerk off before I leave the house. Like,
never even thought about that.
Or even like when a girl, when I know a girl's coming over, I'll do it. But then sometimes that kind of ruins it. And I'm like, oh man, I really don't even want to fucking hang out with this chick. And I just ruin the spark that I had.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta jerk off before
that's the whole point. You do it
finalizing
though.
Text to make plans. You gotta like type out wanna come over tonight, then jerk off.
You know what? Let me see if I really want this girl to come over.
Yeah, See how committed you are.
Little test slap.
Dude, I have been tempted to buy like a Pornhub like hoodie or something though.
That would be funny. I heard if you email them just asking for stickers, they'll just send them to you.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Let's see, I want to wear like a shirt.
I saw that it was it's like an interview with like Chris Millick, and he like had some on his board, and he was like explaining that.
That is the dude who would figure that out.
Right, yeah.
The guy who emails Pornhub asking for stickers.
Like, dude, you can't tell me that this wouldn't be fucking tight right here.
Probably. I wonder if they sell a lot of those.
That would be badass. Oh,
definitely, yeah.
Oh, they must, yeah.
Dude, could you imagine getting a fucking clip in that?
Dude, right? Like, look at the...
Oh, no.
They got a lot of good stuff, dude.
They got some satanic stuff. Oh,
I've definitely looked through this before.
Damn, I used to have that... Damn, what the fuck? Oh, that like, a porn star, but, like, the satanic star? That's actually kind of dope.
That long sleeve is sick. It is. Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, it just says Pornhub, not porn star.
Still, though, that's dope. Pornhub with a pentagram?
Yeah.
I like
bucket
how they
have hats. The drum. Damn, cool skins.
Holy shit, dude.
Yo, Pornhub, cool skin.
Yeah, dude, they got some solid shit.
Oh my god, did you see that, like, backpack? Actually, the mug does it too, but it literally just words, like, blowjob, babysitter.
Cuckold.
Oh, no.
Yo, that's Unicorn sick. Can you imagine sending your kid to school with that?
Khaki. I like how they're just putting in, like, German, French, like, fucking Latina.
I mean, that's, like, probably a pretty highly searched thing, you know? Like,
let's
German girls.
Here. There's only five pages.
Ooh, they got the ball beanie.
Three.
The pillow.
Yo, I want a crew neck with tight. The logo and then the all-over print. Like,
oh,
why don't they have apparel with the words, man?
Socks?
Might have to write to them. Dude, the socks are funny.
Assa. Oh, dude, the clock.
Dude, the water bottle.
$35? That's nothing.
Dude, I might honestly buy that long. That long sleeve that you're looking at. Alex about to show everyone his credit card number.
Dude, Grammy fucks
the pillow.
Was that four?
No, dude, like a shirt and like getting a clip in one of those, that'd be dope.
Just get a canvas for the wall?
Oh, that's actually kind of sick.
That's
damn.
Badass.
I'm going to check that out later.
Yeah, I got some good shit.
See, you could like that. That would be like a good shirt to like buy for like a trick that you want to try, but you're not really sure if like people would be hyped on the trick. And then you would wear that shirt and people would be hyped on that clip regardless.
See, definitely if I do that, I'm going to just like make sure that mom opens it. Like if it comes in the mail, I'll be like, just open it up for me. Like, what is it? I don't remember. And then maybe it's that jersey. And then it'll be like a Pornhub shirt.
She'll
be like, oh, what the
probably
fuck?
Probably gets sent in like a discreet thing. Like if you buy like.
Oh, it's probably just like a normal bag that any shirt comes in.
Damn, this one's pretty funny. It's 28 too old to date an 18-year-old?
Yes.
Yep. When is it?
When? Like, what is the gap for you guys?
I would say,
to
like
be
25.
Honest, 21 is too old to date an 18-year-old. Once you're old enough to drink,
21's too old.
Fair, yeah, because okay. They'll probably definitely
want that makes sense. Yeah,
from you.
Like once you're 21, you should start fucking with your own age group. I don't think like a 30-year-old dating a 28-year-old is way less suspect than like a 22-year-old dating an 18-year-old. Because like until suspect. You can drink, yeah. Like.
So, okay, then, all right, so Jay Baldwin just met a 21-year-old, and she's almost 22, like, she's been drinking, you know, she can buy her own, whatever, she's got her life together. How old is Jay? How old can Jay be that's still acceptable?
How old?
Yeah, how old can you? She's 21, and she's like she's got her life together. She's almost 22, so she's been drinking for a little bit now.
I mean, like I personally like
how old could you be?
Shit, where like I probably like at my age, like I'm 28. Like if I were single, like I wouldn't fuck with
you. Still wouldn't. Okay,
22 girl. Like
I've always wondered, like
date a 21-year-old, 22-year-old girl. Like okay. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
there's
I've always
too much that, like, age gap where, like, I'm going to be referencing shows that your parents fucking watched.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's
I don't
want to
be,
that's
I don't
the worst.
Be reminded that I'm old all the time. Like, Death my lady like is younger than me, but, like, she's not that much younger than
okay,
me.
Okay, so... So like, back to my question then, and she's 21, she's almost 22. How old? What's the oldest you could be?
Like 25-ish.
Okay,
that's what I was
for
thinking.
Me,
yeah.
But like, I don't think it's creepy for a 28-year-old to date a 22-year-old. I don't think it's like creepy or fucked up. I just wouldn't do it because like.
Okay.
Yeah, like she yeah. probably listens to shit ass music.
I don't know, but it's like even like shit like that. So like, okay, so what was your gap like? Let's say your gap was 5 years. So, like, let's say you're 50 and you met a 45-year-old. Is that still weird?
Oh, no. I feel like at that point, like, enough life experience, like, a 50-year-old can date a 40-year-old. And
like,
it's
what
not
really
as
changes
bad,
from 45
like,
to 50 anyways?
She still doesn't know about the shows that you watched because she grew up with different shows.
She may, though, because she may have had time to
– okay.
discover them.
I don't know. Yeah. I just like that whole like
that's like me watching Seinfeld at 23.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, yeah. I get what you're saying. You've had time to do things and see shit and yeah.
Well, like honestly, again for me personally, like yeah, about like 3 year age gap is the lowest I'll go because everybody in the younger generation has shit taste in music and I can't stand them. Like
what
they
about you?
All listen to trash shit.
What about you, Mike? What's your gap?
Dude, fuck. Hold on a second. Look at this towel. Look at this towel they got.
So you got the words on it?
It's a fucking video player one.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's right. Sold out, though, sadly.
Oh, of course it is. Fuck, that's sick.
I looked at the towels, and there's, like, the like a beach one, too. All right,
that's
go ahead.
That's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Dude, my age gap, I mean, I'm going to have to go with same thing as he did. Like, you could be 21 and be 28. You know, it don't matter.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird because, like, if you're like that 21-year-old might be like, what if she does watch the shows you do? She like she
like
matured
well,
faster.
That's
not
so much
like,
that they're immature, but
the rule. The original question was 18-year-olds, and yeah, like
yeah,
a 28-year-old dating an 18-year-old's fucking creepy because 18-year-olds are still fucking little kids.
Yeah,
I always think of it
like yeah.
I always think of it like because I know my I have one friend who she was at the time started dating this dude at 19, and he was a whopping fucking 34, and I just thought I thought to myself like when he was in high school she was like what fucking -6 or some shit.
Yeah, and like yo, that age gap isn't weird if she was like 30 and he was 50. Dude, if she's 25 and starts dating a 50-year-old, at least she's mature enough that it's
right.
not like some fucking kid making a dumb decision. But like, 18-year-olds are babies. Have you seen a high school senior in the wild recently?
Yeah.
They
I
look
mean,
like fucking elementary school kids at this point. Like,
yeah,
doing,
I think it's stupid
doing,
how a
16-year-old dances on
looks
TikTok.
Like she's 24 now.
Yeah. Well,
now what about you, like an older woman?
Oh,
that's just timeless, man.
I like older women.
So
I
isn't that weird? Like, I'll fuck a 40-year-old right now. I don't give a fuck,
dude. 50, 60.
Oh shit! Yeah. Wait. Okay, Mike. Keep going. What's your cap? What's your cap, Mike?
I need you to take 70 out when we make love.
Nothing worse than those dentures get fucking stuck on it. You know?
Right. Yeah.
But nothing better than raw gum, baby.
Oh my god.
Well, okay, what's your cap that way? Nothing? 100?
Death.
So you're not jerking off you're not jerking off to her nudes for a tribute.
No, that's my cutoff. Damn.
Damn, okay, all right. Oh man. It all comes full circle. I don't know, man. Okay, so that is kind of weird. It isn't even if you think about it, all that whole conversation we just had is not even about the number. It's more so like, because if this girl was 30 and I'm 60, she was dead, or like she was like not even alive when I was 18. So yeah,
exactly.
But if you were 18 and you met a 1 year old, that'd be prison. But you wait 30 years when she's 30, then it's like, oh, she's seen The Simpsons. I think I like her now.
Yeah, exactly. It's more of a, and I think part of the reason like my answer is that way, because like I've had a girlfriend for a really long time. So like, you know, I just think in terms of like, not thinking like, would I fuck some random 21-year-old? Like, it's like, would I date some random 21-year-old? Like, yeah, no, because she probably likes Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of interesting to look at it that way. Because, like, when you think of 18-year-old, like, you just think of, oh, the number. Like, she can't drink.
Yeah.
She
can't drink.
Probably lives at her parents' still.
What is the watermelon trick?
Oh, great.
What is the watermelon trick? So the watermelon trick is...
And none of these... Hold on, let me make sure.
None of these are sexual?
I'm pretty sure none of them are. It's for the first
time. Oh, man. That just
okay, all right. I need a little bit longer to think because my initial, like, three guesses were sexual things.
It's because, like, dude, in this whole corona, like, the last episode, this whole corona thing has just destroyed Urban Dictionary. That's, like, all it is.
I know. I'm trying so hard not to talk about it.
Yeah, it's hard to find other shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I have no guess. Like...
Yeah, the sentence they gave me was, girl, I'm doing the watermelon trick, but that's not going to really help.
Oh, she's doing the watermelon trick.
Doing the watermelon trick.
Yeah, I guess it's an act, yeah. It's not an actual trick with a watermelon.
Oh, okay, it's a sexual act?
No, none of these are.
Apparently it's not sexual.
But yeah. It doesn't have to do with a watermelon.
Not at all.
Anybody?
Doing the watermelon.
I don't know enough about watermelon to, like, make an educated guess.
Yeah, I fail on this one.
Yeah, hard pass.
Wow. It's when one does not know the exact words with specific songs, so they literally just keep mouthing the word watermelon in tune with the flow of the song to avoid looking like a complete total asshole.
Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon,
watermelon. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
So damn. Like, you say okay. Watermelon to whatever the tone is.
Yeah. I was thinking of some chick trying to steal her man's money, but without him noticing. Don't ask me why I thought that, but I strive on going with my first thought.
No. What is COVID-38? This one might be kind of easy.
The virus after this one?
No.
Because apparently it's supposed to come back in 2030.
I feel like 2030. Bro, it's tough being a COVID-38.
Being 38 years old in quarantine.
No.
Because that would be pretty tough.
Who's that? Getting COVID twice? I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Person who's been unlucky enough to contract the COVID-19 virus twice, hence the 38.
Oh my god.
Math genius.
He was a mathematician.
He took baby math.
I took baby math. I learned how to plus 19 twice together.
What is a bro? What is what? Go ahead.
Have people got corona?
Yeah, I guess you
cured themselves and got it again.
Yeah, I guess you can kind of be unlucky and get it because it's not like
Jesus Christ.
It's not like that common, but I guess you can just, you know,
kind of. Well, I mean, you can kind of attribute it to like, not that like comparing coronavirus to the flu has done anyone any favors, but like it's kind of like the flu. You can get the flu twice during the flu season.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay. Like I see what you're saying.
You
can
be fucked and like get it twice. Well, like, if you didn't die the first time, I don't think, at least I haven't heard that, like, people that got it once and healed and then got it again are now, like, dying.
Yeah, I think if anything, sure it's probably, less lighter or more lighter.
If it doesn't, like, fuck you up severely the first time, it's not going to fuck you up severely the second time.
Yeah.
But, like, you're just going to get it again. And, yeah, it's like, it's pneumonia, man. Like, it's
you
fucked.
Might not even really know you have it, too.
Yeah.
All right, well. What is a bro flake?
Bro flake?
Mm-hmm.
A gay Chad.
I think it's just like your bro homie, but he's a little flamboyant, you know?
Okay.
He makes some jokes where you're just like, all right, bro, but you're still my homie.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much exactly what I was going to say, too. The homie that...
Oh, actually, you know, I have a different.
He just acts up sometimes.
Well, no. It's well, no. A man who thinks he's a nice guy and says he'll treat you like an actual human being, but if you reject him, he says you're missing out. Like,
typically. Oh, damn.
Oh, man, that's called a nice guy.
Yeah.
That's not a bro flake.
Yeah. That's just a nice guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's an incel.
Incel.
What is plogging? P-L-O-G-G-I-N-G.
And none of these are sexual?
Yeah, because no. I was going to say, man, are we vlogging with a butt plug in? Or?
Yeah, nope. That sounds like...
It's nice out in the city is filthy. Let's go plogging.
Let's go plogging. Park vlogging?
No, that's good, though.
Park jogging. In the
city. First, park jogging? Oh, okay. Plogging.
Yeah, that's kind of like, that's basically my guess, too, is park jogging.
Or like, or like the jogging where you're really not jogging, but you're like, I'm going to move my arms. So you're pretend jogging, like play jogging.
Oh, like the old people mall walk?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mall walk. Mm. Yeah.
No. it's, I guess this started in Sweden. It's making the way to the U.S., but it's running for exercise and picking up all the trash you can find along the way.
What?
Yeah.
That's, I guess, actually kind of sick.
It's like, a thing, yeah.
Yeah, go for a jog with a trash bag and just, like, okay, don't go home until you fill it up.
I would just get one of those, like, those spike things they got, you know? And as I'm running, just...
Oh, yeah, just...
Yeah, picking up cans.
This one's probably pretty easy. What's a buffet swirl?
Buffet swirl?
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Fat squirrel. No. Eats a lot of nuts.
Wait, a buffet squirrel?
Yes.
Someone that sits at the buffet and eats all day?
No.
Oh, no, the person that goes to the buffet and, like, hoards shit and takes it home.
Yes. That's it in the bag and shit.
Yeah, you wear a coat with a lot of pockets to the buffet, get a bunch of napkins, and take home a bunch of crab rangoons.
It reminds me of a you guys ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
There's the episode where he like goes up and gets the Larry gets the buffet and he comes back and what's his producer's name that's on the show, the fat guy that's Jeff. On the show? Yeah, Jeff. He's like, let me try that shrimp or whatever, and he like starts eating it and the waiter's like, you know, you can't share the buffet, your friend's gonna have to pay for the buffet. He's like, I shared one shrimp, what's the problem, I paid for it. The whole bit of the argument, but it's pretty funny.
I like watch that show for like 2 weeks and then forget about it for 3 months and then do the same routine over again.
Dude, there's 10 seasons. I watched 8 because on Hulu or no, Amazon Prime or whatever. And there's 10 seasons and I watched 8 and finished the last of the 8th season. I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna watch another one. But they don't have season 9 and 10 just started, but they don't have season 9 on Amazon Prime. I was like, dude, what?
I think Hulu has it too, though.
They might have. I feel like they just got it, honestly.
Yeah.
I got Hulu for free.
I feel like I just watched it on Hulu the other day. Because they got Seinfeld too. Hulu got Seinfeld.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is key.
They're probably, yeah, Seinfeld. Dude, I watched.
What the fuck else was Seinfeld on streaming before Hulu?
I don't think it was.
Yeah. Like, I haven't ever streamed.
Well, because it was a.
I have a bunch of the DVDs.
Seinfeld was a. It was an HBO show, technically, right? No, it wasn't NBC.
No,
it was like NBC or
yeah,
like.
I think Fox. It was NBC.
Like, it was like syndicated network television.
Oh no!
Isn't that an episode?
Curbed is HBO, and I know that. Curbed like, HBO. And I know a lot of like HBO shows like aren't on streamed.
Unless, yeah, or like, just on HBO streaming.
Yeah. HBO Max or whatever the fuck, dude.
No, HBO Go.
Would you rather your girlfriend get a notification every time you watched porn, and it was a description of what porn it was, or a notification of where you were at all times?
Porn.
The first one.
Yeah.
Where I am at all times.
It would make her probably come to you faster.
Because like I'm not going anywhere suspect.
Yeah, you would just be there watching that porn.
I'm not either, but, like, you know, I feel like she might just abuse that if she knows where I'm at all the fucking time. She could get weird. She could lose her mind.
I feel like she already knows where I'm at. at all times. Like, yeah, we're about to move like across the country together. Like, she knows my location.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
She's just tracking like your dumps and stuff. Yeah.